Good morning, everyone. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and this is SouthCars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This net is conducted under the guidelines of the SouthCars organization and further follows the rules outlined in FCC Part 97 and Good Amateur Practice. This SouthCars server is supplied by the Great Lakes Reflector System, provided by Kilo Bravo 8 Zulu Golf Lima, and all contacts and requests for information will be handled through the net control. When contact with another station is made, please move off the system and establish your contact direct so the net may continue. In fairness to all, short time stations will not be recognized as such. All stations will be worked in the order in which they have checked in. Information regarding our HF operation may be found at www.southcars.com and for this digital operation at www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session is myself. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My location is beautiful Vero Beach, Florida, where it's currently a temperature of 69 degrees. High today of about 83 and low tonight of about 68, but it's scheduled to be a very windy day, but a very beautiful start to the day. So prior to starting, I'd like to ask if there's any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled. If so, please come aboard. Hearing no emergency traffic, and that's always a great thing. How about anybody celebrating a birthday? Maybe last week or this upcoming week, or maybe even today that would like to come aboard. No birthdays today, last week or this week. That means all of us are not getting any older. That's great news. This is the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. The purpose of this net is to bring our members and non-members together in a relaxed and informal atmosphere to enjoy a moderated rag chew. Our topic this morning, to start things off, is the celebration of St. Patty's Day, which is actually tomorrow, the 17th, but we're going to talk about it today. So we'd like to hear from you as far as what's happening in your area, in your household, whether you're dressed in green. And then we'll go into some of information about its history and some of the symbols, and we'll just go from there and see what happens. But I always record these sessions. If you've been part of this session, you will most definitely be part of the recording. And I would like to encourage everyone to check out our website. And once again, that's www.voip.southcars.com. It changes daily.
November X-ray India. I heard you drop off and then you came back, Kathy.
I would like to just make a call out there and see if anyone is hearing me, because I know I dropped off. All right. Thank you, Mike. Are you hearing me now? Am I okay?
Sounding great and wide awake, Kathy. I'll be standing by if you do happen to drop off.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. And you have the script. You can do whatever you need to do with that, or just simply ask for check-ins. And maybe I just talked too long, and it just sort of dropped off. So I will keep looking, and if all of a sudden I don't see my bar, I know I'm not talking. But welcome, everyone, this morning to a very special Rag Chew. Today is very special to me because I am purely Irish. It is, well, tomorrow is St. Patty's Day, so I found it only fitting to entitle our program this morning, The Celebration of St. Patrick's Day. You know, St. Patrick's Day and its promise of spring is an especially welcome relief for millions of Americans who have suffered through one of the coldest winters in recent memory. St. Patty's Day is a holiday we didn't give much thought to when we were young. It was a day where we had to wear green or risk getting pinched, colored pictures of leprechauns with their pots of gold, and watch Disney's Luck of the Irish. Compared to Christmas and Halloween or Thanksgiving, St. Patty's Day didn't seem to even compare. So hopefully everyone is dressed in the traditional green or carrying a shamrock this morning. Today, people celebrate this day with parades, so wearing of the green, drinking green beer, and getting silly. And one reason St. Patty's Day might have become so popular is that it takes place just a few days before the first day of spring. One might say has become the first green of spring. So we're going to begin this morning's program by asking for general check-ins. Here are some questions for you to ponder, and let me pause for just a moment. How do you plan to celebrate St. Patty's Day, either today or tomorrow? Any plans for the day? And are you wearing green today and hopefully tomorrow? Like I said, I am totally Irish, and sometimes it shows to others and most definitely to my students. And to be dressed for the occasion, yes, I am wearing green. So at this point, let me throw it out there to anyone anywhere who would like to check in. Tell us about St. Patty's Day in your area, in your household, past St. Patty's Day, and maybe future. And thanks to everyone for being here. So how about some check-ins this morning?
6, Victor.
November X-ray, India.
All right. Good morning, gentlemen. I have 2-6 Victor, and I have my backup, WA1 and XI, and thank you so much, Mike, for being there. Anybody else that'd like to check in? Tell us about St. Patty's Day in your area. We have a lot of stations connected from all kinds of areas. So anyone else want to join these two fine gentlemen this morning?
WA8RLL.
All right, I'll add you to my list, W8RLL. And it may sound like you're mobile, but I'm not sure. Or you may be on a phone. And you'll have to explain to me about what shows on the screen, an EVO user. So with that, let me pick you up, 6 Victor. Well, what are you going to do for St. Patty's Day, either today or tomorrow? Are you wearing green? And maybe you have some experiences in the past St. Patty's Days. So with that, Mr. Gordon, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Kathy, and good morning, Mike, and everybody that's connected. Gordon here, KY6V. Hang on just a second. I'm a little froggy in the voice here this morning. Haven't been up very long, Kathy, so I'm bumbling around here. About halfway through the first cup of coffee, so it'll improve in a little bit, I guess. I'm wearing a little bit of green. Don't know what the plans are going to be. Gary up there in Syracuse said that he was going to send down to the state of Florida a tanker truck full of green beer, so I'm waiting for that arrival. We started off at 65 degrees. We're going to 83. Low tonight is 64. 30% chance of rain later in the day or early evening, it looks like. And winds are not bad, about 8 miles an hour out of the south. HF number is 371, and good morning to you. KY6V, back to net.
Well, good morning to you, Mr. Gordon. It looks, you know, I almost think that I saw you here last night, the same place, same station as we ran the Global Family Hour, so I'm glad that you're here and awake this morning. I'm not too sure if I'm wide awake, but I've been up since about 8. And was getting myself all prepared and opened the door, and it's a beautiful day out there so far. So hopefully you get that tanker full of that green beer that he's going to send us, or send to you. I think he also said he'd send me some. So thanks for being there this morning, and come aboard at any time, and maybe you have thoughts on what has happened in the past around this time. You know, I'm not sure of your heritage, but you know, like I said, I'm purely Irish, so it's something that, it's not that I celebrate it, but I recognize it. So thanks for being there. And with that, I'm going to pick up my backup, WA1NXI. Mike, tell us how the weather is up there in Maine. How's that puppy doing? And what do you do in celebration of St. Patty's Day? And are you wearing green this morning?
Well, good morning, Kathy, and good morning to South Cas, everybody aboard and listening. It's a bright, sunny day here today, Kathy, but it's all windy and cold. I think the high today was supposed to be like 28, so it don't quite seem like St. Patty's Day yet. I'm definitely wearing green and definitely will be tomorrow. It's one of my favorite holidays. One of the things I look forward to is dinner, because I always make a corned beef and cabbage for dinner and wash some potatoes. I don't peel them. I just wash them up and throw them in there and let them cook all day. I just love the holiday. I love the meal. Don't do a lot of beer, but I go down to the bar downtown on St. Patty's Day. They usually have a pretty good dinner down there, and they still have the tradition, wear green, but they changed it a little bit. It's wear green or get punched, so almost everybody's wearing green. But I go down there and just buy a dinner because it goes to a charity. Other than that, not a lot. Just, I like to look for the decorations people put up, the four-leaf clovers or the clovers. And if I don't know if you've ever seen my Facebook page, Kathy, but I always post some Irish stuff on there because I'm part Irish also. And with that, I guess I'll hand it back to you. Oh, Gemma, the puppy's doing awesome. Teaching her stuff, and we're getting along good now, and everything's going great, and I think she's going to be a really, really smart companion. And with that, I'll hand it back to you from WA1NXI.
Well, Mike, I don't do Facebook, so you'll have to send me some of those pictures, but most definitely I'd like to see pictures of Gemma, too. I had a long time ago, her name was Sparky. She was part a German Shepherd and part everything else. So I definitely would like to see pictures. I've seen pictures of George's new puppies, and they're part wolf, I think, and a German Shepherd. And, they're growing like a weed as well. So, I see the corned beef and cabbage in the store. I've never had a corned beef. I've had it with like a Reuben sandwich, but I've never had the corned beef. And so maybe at one point I'll try to make that. But that sounds real good about the restaurant. I remember Michigan when I lived up there. It was really an event there in Flint where they'd go to the party at the bars and see how much beer they could drink and how silly they could get. But my school office at my one school has been decorated with the clovers and the green and the shamrocks and for quite a while. So, and it's probably like that in the stores. Of course, after tomorrow, they'll bring it down. And the next holiday is Easter. They'll start be bringing up that. So thank you for being here this morning, Mike. Thanks for being my backup and great news about the puppy and not so great news about your weather. So I'll break with you, and I'm going to pick up, and I believe your name is Richard, RLL, and your location is Granville, Ohio. And I see that this is a new experience for you, maybe to South Cars VOIP, because you're definitely not on my roster as a member. So we appreciate you being here this morning, and as usual, I will give you a little pitch about South Cars. So, Richard, how about coming aboard? Tell us about your location and how it's celebrated in your location, and maybe how your weather is at this point. So, Richard, come aboard.
Good morning, Kathy. My name is Richard, and I am actually driving at the moment. That's why I'm sounding a little discoordinated here, trying to find something. I am not in Granville, Ohio at the moment. I'm actually in Key West, Florida, about as far south as you can go, and visiting with relatives down here and traveling in our motor home, which we did not bring to Key West. We left it up near Tampa and drove the car down. It gets a lot better gas mileage. But I am a member of South Cars, and it's 10430. I was trying to check into the RF net, but boy, the signals just aren't real good down here from wherever net control is this morning. I think I'll listen a little bit more over there, and maybe I can get in and check in on the RF net. But yeah, relatively new member, as you can tell from the high number. But first time on the EchoLink, I had to go to the South Cars webpage to get my member number because I didn't have it in the car here with me. And I guess that's about it for right now from Key West, Florida. I wish everybody was here because there's one more parking place I think left in Key West. 73 Kathy and W8RLL on his Android phone in Key West, Florida.
Well, thank you for being here this morning, Richard. At the beginning, you were breaking up an awful lot. But you did come in at the end, and I'll ask you if you have 2 meters, because you could actually, Kevin's system down in the Keys, maybe a way you could connect as well to HF. But I will tell you this, I will add you to our VIP roster with that same number you have with HF, and you'll be there both places. But I bet you're enjoying Key West from Ohio. I haven't been to Key West in some time, but I know it's probably very busy down there at this time and probably very, very nice. So let me throw it back to you. If you do have 2 meters and possibly you could connect it to that system down in the Keys, his call sign is KJ4PR. So how about that, Richard? Can you do you have 2 meters?
Yes, I do have dual band. I've got everything from UHF all the way down to HF. What frequency do you know on 2 meters?
Well, Richard, I'm going to throw it over to KY6V, and I'm going to have him explain this to you and give you all the information you need. And actually, it was put in the text box, but I'm going to throw it over to Gordon, and he can give you that information. KY6V, can you help out Richard?
Well, Kathy, I'd be happy to. Good morning, Richard. What we're referring you to is Kevin Gerard's system on Kojo Key, which is about 20 miles east, I guess, of Key West proper. 147.57. Doug was nice enough to put this in the text box, but I don't know if you have your text screen up or not. 147.57 simplex, PL'd at 110.9er, 110.9. And he is connected to our SCARS VOIP server here just about 24/7. So if you can get into his system, you'd be right back where you are right now on your Android. You copy that okay, Richard? KY6V, and the name's Gordon. Over.
Yes, Gordon, thank you very much. I just tuned that in. I think I hear something down the noise. I may have to take off my quarter wave antenna and put up a gain antenna to actually hear it. So I may do that in a few minutes after I sign out. I had to take my sister over here to Winn-Dixie, and that she needed something. So I'll try that. And can you tell me again what the PL was? I didn't write it down, but I will now.
Yeah, it's 110.9, Richard. You have the frequency already dialed up. 110.9, over.
Okay, Gordon, thank you very much. I'll try that with the gain antenna. I'd like to jump out of the car here and try that while I'm waiting on my sister. See if I can hear it, but right on my quarter wave, it's right down in the noise, so probably couldn't access it anyway. I've got an Echolink RF node at home, too, and it's good for about 15 or 20 miles. So maybe I'm right at the edge. All right, well, listen, thank you all for letting me butt in here. And it's actually sprinkling me a little bit. And I have no St. Patrick's Day information. I don't know what we'd be doing tomorrow. We're going to be down here for a few days and then head back up towards Tampa. Then eventually back towards Granville, Ohio. When I left, it was snowing, and I think they've had about 20 inches of snow since I've left. And I'm glad that it's all going to be melted, and hopefully it'll start warming up by the time we get back there. This is our first year of playing snowbirds. So 7-3 all, and thanks for letting me in again.
Well, thank you, Richard, for coming aboard. Enjoy your time in Florida, because I know you're probably not anxious to head back to that cold north, because I understand there's another storm headed possibly your way. But let's hope not. Spring is on its way, and it's right around the corner. Before I continue in thinking of St. Patrick's Day and how it got its name, let me just throw it out there once again and see if anyone who's just connected. We're talking about St. Patty's Day, which is actually tomorrow, but we're celebrating it today here on South Cars. the Sunday Morning Rag Chew. I want to hear from you. What you do normally on St. Patty's Day, do you celebrate it? Do you have parties? Do you go to that local tavern and have that green beer? Do you attend any parades? Does your area have any parades? So we want to hear from you this morning versus me talking all the time about the history of it. Let's hear from you once again on what you do in celebration of St. Patty's Day. So let me throw it out there for any check-ins.
Golf Yankee Foxtrot.
Victor Hotel.
UKZ.
Okay, that's not a bad start to the second round. I'm going to pick up these fine gentlemen, and then maybe I'll go and tell you a little bit about how it's got its name, and then we'll continue from there. So, Mr. Doug, are you on your bicycle, mobile? And what's happening in Fort Myers as far as St. Patty's Day? Is the whole area decorated in green? What do you do in celebration of that? Do you have corned beef and cabbage and make that for your lovely wife and yourself? Or what do you do for St. Patty's Day? Present, past, or maybe in the future? So, Doug, please come aboard.
Yeah, Kathy, loud and clear here, Fort Myers. Hey, I'm nowhere near Irish. My mother was of Polish descent and my dad of German descent. Here I am. And thanks for reminding me to get out the green. Tomorrow I will wear green just so that I don't get kissed too much, you know. Kissed, I think kissing is better than pinching. Now, yes, corned beef and cabbage. I think you are deprived. Corned beef and cabbage is so easy. And mine goes on at 11 a.m. It smells so good cooking all afternoon. Real on slow, on stovetop, with a potato, sauerkraut, and onion. And I already have a big loaf of rye bread for the, hopefully it's a good corned beef, and there'll be Reuben sandwiches. Fry pan, you know. A golden brown rye bread, Reuben sandwiches. The sauerkraut and Swiss cheese hanging out. Melted on the side. Good eating. So by 11 a.m., I got to finish the Sunday paper. I was bicycle mobile this morning when I fetched the Sunday paper. And finish that up and get that corned beef on at 11 a.m. I had the butcher pick it out, so it might be a good one. And that's what I know from Fort Myers. Welcome to the Ohio visitor down there in Key West. And yeah, gain antenna is necessary when you're downtown. Key West on Duval Street, you'll need a gain antenna in about 20 watts. And on the north side of town, you can get in with a quarter wave. And the antenna location is Cujo Key. And stop by, Mr. Ohio, stop by Kevin's Radio Shack store on Big Pine Key. Radio Shack Big Pine Key is KJ4PR's store there. And this is KA0GYF. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. And I'm looking forward to hearing what it's all about. Thank you. And history here on South Cars, KE0GYF.
Well, Doug, thanks for telling me a little bit about your heritage. I didn't know Polish and German, but, you know, I have German and probably others in there, but it's mainly Irish. You know, my ancestors were from Ireland, so and I always my kids at school, not too often people in my life see my temper, but sometimes the children do in case they haven't done what they should be doing, and I always tell them that's because I'm Irish. Sounds good on your food. You've got Mr. Mike up there in Maine very hungry at this point, but I've never tried corned beef and cabbage, so I may just think about that today. I've put something different in, but maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I'll have to go to the store and get the corned beef, but that does sound pretty good. And so with that, hopefully you'll have a great day and a great meal as well. Thanks for being here. And yes, I will go into a little bit with the history so you just have an idea of how St. Patty's got its name. So with that, I'm going to pick up Mr. Steve up there in the great state of Louisiana. Steve, what did they do up in Louisiana? I'm sure they don't eat crawfish at St. Patty's time, but do they decorate? Do they have parades? And what do you do in your household? And I think I still see your son connected, so hopefully he's listening. And never talked to him on the radio, but hopefully he's listening and enjoying. So KF5VH, please come aboard.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. And let me assure you that more than Mike has a drooling mouth this morning. What a wonderful description of a meal. I like my sandwiches with lots of Thousand Island on it, please. 70 degrees here. I'm going to get up to a screaming 72. It's very cloudy today. And the South Car's number is Echo 2115. Not a whole lot goes on here for St. Patty's Day, but I grew up in an area that was Polish, German, and Irish, with the University of Notre Dame being just a couple miles down the road. So certainly grew up with a lot of that, and have celebrated that, although my spring holiday that I really like is Dingus Day, which is the Monday after Easter. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. But here, occasionally there'll be a little commercial effort to sell beer. It's very easy to get anyone here to drink beer. But that's about it. And not too much from Louisiana this morning. Hope everyone has a good day. And Kathy, back to you. K6SUN on the group, KF5VH.
Well, thank you, Steve, for being here. And hopefully you'll put one of those pictures that you like to put on there tomorrow with St. Patty's Day. It only lasts one day. And then, you know, we come into spring when a lot of people want to see some nice spring weather. It's a beautiful day here in Vero. The winds are picking up a little bit, but wall-to-wall sunshine, blue sky, and it's going to be a very, very warm day, about 83. And I think all week it's going to be pretty warm. So Dingus Day after Easter, I'm going to be interested in hearing about that. We do have a net during the month of April. Easter is very late in April this year, so maybe we can you can share it during that time. But you know, Gary KC2RMO was going to send Gordon and myself, different locations, of course, the tank full of beer. Green beer, and it hasn't arrived yet, so maybe they're delayed because of weather. But hopefully you'll have a great day and a great day tomorrow and a week ahead of you. And my spring break starts on next Friday, and I'm looking forward to that. Have a lot of special events happening during my spring break. So with that, I'm going to break with you, and I'm going to pick up Daryl. UKZ, VO1 UKZ, thanks for your great information on the TIN, Daryl, and thanks for being here this morning. What would you like to share with us about St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, well, Kathy, not a whole lot on the St. Patrick's Day thing. Just wanted to check in with you guys and say hello on this fine morning. Weather up here in St. John's, Newfoundland is just typical gray old day. It's not raining or snowing yet. But wait 5 minutes and I'm pretty sure the weather will change. That's typically the way it is up here. No, we don't really do a whole lot for St. Paddy's Day. Here in the city there are several celebrations and things like that go on, but I don't really participate in a whole lot of that stuff. But downtown in the various pubs and things like that. Here in Newfoundland, of course, we have a very rich either Irish, English, or Scottish heritages. Around here, of course, being early settled by Europe back in the early days, you know, wherever so far east. And so there is a lot of celebration and stuff that do go on of different magnitudes. And yeah, I was definitely happy to be a part of the TIN Thursday night. I listened to the program yesterday, actually, and I enjoyed it, even listening to it afterwards. It came out quite well. And, of course, my South Car's number is Echo 2130. And excellent net. Back to you.
Well, thanks for checking in this morning, Daryl. And, you know, last night we really enjoyed running that session, and hopefully we'll get some of you with interest to come aboard and join South Car's staff to help us run some of these nets, because some of you have very good sounding voices and you would be great in those areas. But thank you for being here this morning, and even if you don't celebrate St. Patty's Day, hopefully you'll have a wonderful day today and a wonderful day tomorrow. And some of the information I have is about how it is celebrated in different areas. And that's what I'm going to talk about now. But I want to thank everyone that's who have checked in, and those who haven't, hopefully you'll come aboard and share with us. But let me pause for a moment, and I'm going to, thinking of St. Patty's Day, maybe some of you are not aware how it got its name, so I'm going to give you that information, and then I'll ask for check-ins once again. But let me pause for just a moment. You know, St. Patty's Day, or St. Patrick's Day, is celebrated on March 17th. It's the saint's religious feast day and the anniversary of his death in the 5th century. The Irish have observed this day as a religious holiday for over 1,000 years. On St. Patrick's Day, which falls during the Christian season of Lent, Irish families would traditionally attend church in the morning and celebrate in the afternoon. Lenten prohibitions against the consumption of meat were waived, and people would dance, drink, and feast on the traditional meal of Irish bacon and cabbage. St. Patrick's real name was Maewen, who was a young Christian who lived in Scotland. When he was 16, he was captured by Irish pirates who sold him into slavery. The Irish were not Christians. After 6 years working for an Irish master, he was able to run away and leave Ireland. He vowed he would come back to Ireland someday and teach the Christian religion to the Irish people. Maewen became a priest in the Christian church. Later he became a bishop. In the year 431, the Pope gave him the name Patrick. The Pope sent him to Ireland. He said, "Take Christianity to Ireland." Let me pause once again. Now Patrick went into each town in Ireland. A man walked in front of him beating on drums. The drums announced that Patrick was coming to town. Patrick was very brave. He faced many dangers. The Irish threw stones at him. They put him into prison, but he got out and he never gave up. He taught people about Jesus. The people became Christians. He baptized them and started schools as well as churches. An important idea of Christianity is that there are three parts of God in one: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Irish people could not understand how three could be the same as one, so Patrick used the shamrock to help them understand. With the three leaves of the shamrock, he showed how the three parts made up the whole. Let me pause again. Now, Patrick worked in Ireland for 40 years, and he died on March 17th, 493. Many years later, the church made him a saint, therefore St. Patrick's Day. There are many legends of miracles that St. Patrick did. He healed sick people. Some legends tell that he healed dead people, too. One story tells that he made snow burn. Another story tells that St. Patrick chased all the snakes out of Ireland by beating on his drum. There is incidentally no snakes in Ireland today, but never has been, so these stories are false. The products of hundreds of years of exaggerated storytelling. But after some 1,500 years, these legends have been inseparably combined with the facts, and today they have helped us know much more about the saint and the spirit behind the celebration of the day. So who knows? So with all of this said, let's throw it out there for some additional check-ins. No one wants to check in at this point. Gee whiz, that means I have to talk some more. But Doug, I want to throw it out there for you. 11 a.m. you're going to put your fantastic meal on. I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to send me how you cook that. I'll be doing it possibly tomorrow when I'm at school. So I want you to put together that recipe and exactly how you do it. And I may try it because I've never tried it. So once again, I'm going to throw it out there to see if anyone would like to check in before I continue on with some more facts about the day. So anyone, anywhere, like to come aboard, tell us what's happening in their area on St. Patty's Day or in your household, or maybe just to check in. Those who have checked in, you're more than welcome to come back aboard. So any additional check-ins?
Victor X-ray Papa.
Okay, Rick, I'll pick you up so that I'm not going to have to do all the talking, and actually I'll go into some of the symbols very possibly, but this may be a short net this morning. Can't get anyone awake out there. Oh, how are you this morning, Rick, and what's happening with you and in the area, and anything else you'd like to share with us this morning? N1VXP, come aboard.
This is N1VXP, Rick in Chillicothe, Ohio, Echo 2102. Yeah, I do have an Irish heritage. I was able to trace my ancestry back to, actually it was between Scotland and Ireland, and it's just something that I always think about St. Patrick's Day of having the, I've had both the Irish, what they call the Irish bacon or the corned beef hash. I actually prefer the bacon a little bit more, but I've had good friends of mine who actually were from Ireland that they said corned beef is something that they normally don't think about, but the Irish bacon is a little bit different. It's not like what we consider bacon ourselves, I've had their way of cooking, and I always think about, as far as St. Patrick's Day, having the corned beef and the cabbage or their Irish bacon, and never forget the soda bread. It's a little bit different. It's something like a oversized biscuit. It actually doesn't, not like a flat type of biscuit, but kind of like a big mound of dough that's kind of wet looking, uneven. Let me drop for a second. You know, it's a type of bread that the actual leavening is baking soda. And its texture is a little bit different. Actually, it's almost like a the type of the bread that you would do for strawberry shortcake. As far as after that, having the one family, they always thought of the idea of the corned beef on St. Patrick's Day, and always found that the next few days after, making hash out of it, chopping up the corned beef and dicing up potatoes, would always end up being the leftover type of dinner. As far as the green beer is concerned, I've had the green beer, but I still prefer nothing like having Guinness, the true Irish beer. And I just happened to see something on the news the other day that they always take the Chicago River and dye it green, but this year there was some question whether they could do it because there was still ice on the river, but they said they can actually dye over the ice and the water itself, so they can actually turn it green. I have never been over there or up there to actually see the river green, but always heard it was quite a sight. And N1VXP back to net control.
Well, Rick, I was actually going to ask you about that because it was one thing I was going to say about some of the symbols. The Chicago River, you know, they started this in 62, putting the, I think it was 100 pounds of vegetable dye into that river. And they said it was enough to keep it green for a week. I appreciate you sharing that with us. And I was going to ask you if you'd ever been there, and you told me that you haven't been there. So that has to be quite a sight to see. You know, I think what I will be seeing at schools, and I'm not sure if they're allowed to do it, is a lot of the girls will dye their hair green. parts of their hair green, and in celebration of that day. But thanks for sharing that with us about the soda bread and about the Chicago River being green. So I don't need to talk about that. But there's a lot of other symbols of that day. You know, Irish music, the leprechauns, of course, the shamrock, and the snake that I was talking about, of course, corned beef. But let me throw it out there once again before I continue, and I'm going to talk a little bit about music. And I know there's some of you out there who are musicians, and I'm going to actually talk about an instrument, and maybe you can explain it to us. So with that, let me throw it out there for anyone anywhere who'd like to come in and check into the Sunday Morning Rag Shoe. We're talking about St. Patty's Day, which of course is tomorrow, and it just brings spring closer and closer to those up in the cold north. So how about any check-ins at this point that would just like to come aboard and share any thoughts with us before I continue with some of those symbols? All right. Very, very quiet out there. I've either got you so interested, or you're falling asleep, or you're just not there this morning, or you have other things on your mind. We have a lot of stations connected and not hearing from many of you, but let me talk about Irish music. You know, music is often associated with St. Patty's Day and the Irish culture in general. From ancient days of the Celts, music has always been an important part of their life. They had an oral culture where religion, legend, and history were passed from one generation to the next by the way of stories and songs. After being conquered by the English and forbidden to speak their own language, the Irish, like other oppressed peoples, turned to music to help them remember important events and hold on to their heritage and history. As it often stirred emotion and helped to galvanize people, music was outlawed by the English. During her reign, Queen Elizabeth I even decreed that all artists and pipers were to be arrested and hanged on the spot. Today, traditional Irish bands are gaining worldwide popularity. Their music is produced with instruments that have been used for centuries, including the fiddle, and I'm not sure how this is pronounced, it's U-I-L-L-E-A-N-N-N, pipes, similar to the bagpipe, the bodhran. And I'm going to throw it out there to any musicians, anybody that plays instruments, to explain some of these instruments to us if you can, because they sound very interesting. So at this point, let me throw it out. How about some musicians coming aboard and explaining what these instruments look like or how they're played? Because I'm not familiar. I know the bagpipe and the fiddle, but not the others. Anyone anywhere like to come aboard?
Well, I can't help you on any of those other than saying, Kathy, you got to have a fiddle in the band. KY6V said that.
All right. I was hoping someone would be able to explain what the bodhran was like. The other one, I know what a ukulele is, but I don't think that they said it's similar to bagpipe. But I thought maybe someone couldn't explain that. Then sorry to hear that, Paul. Hopefully you'll feel better soon. I sort of felt that coming on my direction, and I've been taking a lot of vitamin C because a lot of the kids and teachers are sick, and I don't need to get sick at this point. So try some vitamin C, and hopefully you'll feel a little better, but hopefully you're enjoying what you're listening to. Let me pause here, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about the leprechauns and the corned beef, and then I'm going to throw it up there for final check-ins, and then we're going to close early this morning. So let me pause for just a moment. Of course, everyone knows about the leprechauns, but the belief in leprechauns probably stems from the Celtic belief in fairies, tiny men and women who could use their magical powers to serve good or evil. In Celtic folk tales, leprechauns were cranky souls responsible for mending the shoes of other fairies. Though only minor figures in the Celtic folklore, leprechauns were known for their trickery, which they often used to protect their much-fabled treasure. And you know, leprechauns have quite a history that I won't go into, but it's a symbol of St. Patty's Day, just like the elves are a symbol of Christmas. And I told you about the snake. It was that St. Patrick himself just rid Ireland of snakes, but actually there's no snakes in Ireland. Corned beef, we've talked about that. That is the symbol mainly of St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to pause for a moment. I'm going to give you just a little information about corned beef, and then I'm going to throw it out there for some final check-ins. So let me pause for a moment. You know, each year thousands of Irish Americans gather with their loved ones on St. Patrick's Day to share a traditional meal of corned beef and cabbage. And like Doug, he's doing corned beef and sauerkraut, which you know comes from cabbage. Though cabbage has long been an Irish food, corned beef only began to be associated with St. Patrick's Day at the turn of the century. Irish immigrants living on New York City's Lower East Side substituted corned beef for the traditional dish of Irish bacon to save money, like Rick was talking about. They learned about the cheaper alternative from their Jewish neighbors. Corned beef and cabbage is a traditional St. Patrick's Day dish. In 2009, roughly 26.1 billion pounds of beef and 2.3 billion pounds of cabbage were produced in the United States. And Rick told us about the Irish soda bread. It gets its name and distinctive character from the use of baking soda rather than yeast as a leavening agent. Lime green chrysanthemums are often requested for St. Patty's Day parades and celebrations. So with that, that's pretty much the St. Patty's Sunday morning rag chew. There's a lot more that I could share, but I'm going to just throw it out there for some final check-ins as we start to close this morning. So how about anyone anywhere? If you've checked in before, please check in again and give us some thoughts on St. Patty's Day, the weather in your area, or anything else you'd like to talk about, because I think some of you have gotten very hungry with Doug's information. Anyone, anywhere, this is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, Sunday morning rag chew. How about checking in this morning?
6 Victor, recheck.
Victor Hotel.
And Victor X-Ray Papa.
All right, I have three gentlemen that would like to come aboard as final check-ins. I have 6 Victor, Victor Hotel, and Victor X-Ray Papa. Is there anyone else out there that would like to come aboard as a final check-in this morning on our Sunday morning rag chew? All right, hearing nothing, is 6 Victor, thanks for being here this morning. Thanks for a great program last evening. Hopefully you'll have a fantastic day and a fantastic week ahead of you. And thank you so much for all you do for South Cars as well. So KY6V, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. KY6V here. You know, this Beaudran name was back in the subconscious. I know that I had come across it before, but I couldn't quite place it, so I did a little walking through the Yellow Pages. And the Beaudran, spelled B-O-D-H-R-A-N, is really a small snare drum. It's Irish frame drum is the way that it's referred to, normally about 25 to 65 centimeters. That'll be about 10 to 26 inches in diameter. And most of the drums run somewhere around 14 to 18 inches in diameter. And it has goatskin heads or other animal skins, you know, that are pulled tight across the framework. So there you have it. Rap-a-tap-tap. KY6V, back to net.
Well, Gordon, thanks so much for sharing that. I know you're so musically inclined that you'd be able to be the perfect person to explain some of these instruments. And I'll have to maybe just check that out, but I'm curious about the other one, however it's pronounced, U-I-L-L-E-A-N. They said it looks like a bagpipe, so I'm going to have to search that up too, because I think I remember last year when I did a similar net, I was curious about it, and I think I did research it. So thank you for being here, and thanks for that information, by the way. KF5BH. Thank you for being here this morning, Steve, and thanks for everything you do for South Cars and the website. And hopefully you'll have a wonderful day ahead of you and a wonderful week. But tell me, are you by any chance on spring break at the end of the week and the college would be closed? So over to you, Steve.
Well, good morning again to everyone. Kathy, I think that the Mardi Gras break serves as spring break this year. A lot of it depends on when Mardi Gras falls in the calendar, but I'm not 100% sure. So Gordon may have looked up the musical instrument. I looked up food. I looked up Irish bacon. It's also known as back bacon, and it's a traditional British cut to include one piece of pork loin and one piece of pork belly into the same cut. There's nothing really there that gives me much scaling information, but it is much wider than what we think of here as traditional bacon and doesn't contain near as much fat. So I don't know what was wrong with Gordon. I went straight to the food. K6SUN and the group, KF5VH. Everyone have a great day.
That's so funny, Steve. Right straight to the food. Of course, bacon sounds good this morning with eggs. But, you know, actually today I am going to have a pork loin. I'm going to have a, never had it before, I'm going to have a teriyaki pork loin, and I'm marinating it right now. But, you know, I just may have that corned beef tomorrow. I've never had it before, and it would give us a lot extra for those Reuben sandwiches that we like. So thank you for that, Steve, and hopefully you can have a great breakfast. Maybe not that bacon, Irish bacon, but maybe some kind of great bacon. And good news about it not having as much fat, because I try to stay away from the bacon. It has too much fat and calories. So with that, thank you, Steve, and thank you, Gordon. I'm going to pick you up, Rick, of VXP. I see your link in the text box about the instruments, and thank you for that. So please come aboard.
This is N1VXP. Yeah, I put the link in there. I had to look up Irish instruments, and as Gordon mentioned about the Bodram, you also have to think about the way they actually beat on it. They hold it sideways, and they have a little, it's like a little drumstick, but it's got little tips on each end of it, and they kind of take their wrist and twist back and forth and hit on each end of it, on the edge. And from what I understand, they have a way of hitting on the drum, actually making a different pitch. And somebody had told me one time that the way they actually put pressure on the side, they can actually change the pitch a little bit. It's quite an instrument to see, you know, somebody playing it. But you know, I was thinking about when you asked about the musical instruments, they also have what they consider like a little harp, what people think of in a big orchestra today with the larger one. The Irish had a smaller one. And if you've ever seen any movies that have the theme in the Irish having the music, you also think about what looks like a little miniature accordion as another instrument. Let me drop it for a second. And, you know, there's just a lot of different instruments. If you go to that link, you can actually see quite a few of them. And another one that I always think about is the dulcimer, which is really a lot of people think about bluegrass music. And you know, a lot of the instruments that bluegrass music is played on actually originated from Ireland. So quite a thing about Ireland, you know, as far as their instruments being used all over, actually all over the United States or all over the world, different forms of them. And N1VXP, back to net control.
Well, Rick, thanks so much for sharing that link. I'll have to look on that and the information. And, you know, music is pretty much a part of everybody's life in one way or another. And you know, it's always enjoyable to listen to, and thanks for your information. And I do see just in the text box that Mr. Steve has updated our website, of possibly with the picture of St. Patrick's Day. So if you have a chance, please look at that. So with that, I think KY6B would like to give some information. I'll throw it out there once again for any other check-ins after I've called on Gordon. And I'm going to talk to you about the Nets coming up and the schedule for the week and just any other announcements before we close. So KY6B, do you have some additional information?
Yeah, thanks, Kathy. Well, while Steve was searching food, I continued in searching in the music department. Yulian, U-I-L-L-E-A-N-N, is a form of an Irish bagpipe. So that takes care of that. And going back to the Bodrum for a moment, the back of the drum is open. And going along what Rick was saying, they can place their hand into the inside of the drum, get very close to the tightly pulled skin that is the actual drum face, and by touching it in various spots and lightly in spots and so on and so forth, they can change the pitch and change the timbre. And that's how it's done in Irish, or Ireland. KY6V, go ahead, Kathy.
Well, thank you, Gordon, for that additional information. And I want to tell everyone, you need to look at that website. Steve really went overall with green. He didn't only put a picture there, he changed the whole page to green. So if you are not Irish, you may not appreciate that, but I sure did. Thank you so much, Steve, for that. I'm going to go through the schedule with you, but I do have a request of another Steve out there. I see that he's connected and maybe just listening, WA7ONQ, and I think you're from the Grand State of Utah. I would like to send you an email with just some information about South Cars, and so I put in the text box asking you if you had an email address that you could put there for me. And so I won't call on you this morning unless you want to come back, but I would like an email address so I could send you that information. So before I ask for, again, final check-ins, let me encourage everyone to check out our website, www.voip.southcars.com. It's very green as you check it out as you open it up, and I want to thank Steve for that. But in there is our schedule for the month of March and the month of April. But I'm just going to give you a little clue on some of our programming. We have a spring one coming up next week on the Global. We have an outreach program anniversary. We are going to be talking about Florida again since it's having an anniversary. It had an anniversary a couple years back. We're going to, of course, talk about April. Memorable expeditions. This is when the Kon-Tiki was. This is when the Titanic sank. We're going to talk about May Day. Let me pause for just a moment. On our Rag Chew, of course, we have a couple sessions of Ask an Elmer. We're going to talk about March. April Fool's Day is coming, Earth Day, and, of course, Easter. That'll give you some clues on our programming nets. But I do want to, like I said, encourage everyone to look at our website. It gives you information. It gives you any of our announcements out there. But we're looking for NCSs and hospitality and administrative people that can help South Cars out. And please check that out. So with that, let me just throw out a final call. This is a final call for anyone who would like to come aboard and check in this morning, and after that I'll close our session. But with that, let's see if we have any final check-ins this morning. All right, I want to thank each and every one of you for taking your time this morning and being with us, joining our Sunday morning Rag Chew. You know, we're here this time every single Sunday, 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and we have various programs, so we appreciate your attendance. But this has been South Cars, the South Coast Amateur Radio Service, VOIP net schedules and general information may be found on our website. And once again, that's www.voip.southcars.com. Your net control for this session has been myself. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying 73 and closing this VOIP session. Thank you for your participation. The net is closed and returned to regular amateur use. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, saying bye-bye for now.